Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. Good afternoon. It's 6:30 Toronto time. My goodness, were we in for a shock today? I am so honored and privileged to be able to talk to a little prodigy, a little star, an amazing little girl, which I had the honor and privilege to be able to see on social. And she's here with us today. But before I bring her on, she is waiting patiently along the line. It's been crazy. It's been definitely crazy. We just finished a show on our Instagram Live. And, you know, COVID has not fazed me at all. Nothing has changed. The opposite. We've been busier than ever because we with social distancing. You know, the internet, the FaceTimes and all those things are becoming a more than ever important in people's professional life and people's, careers and even spiritual life. I mean, we started, you know, in Toronto, Canada, we just stopped to see some in some worship places, just finished us watching the services online. We now in some places able to go, which is phenomenal. That's one of the things that I'm enjoying the most, able to go to places of worship. You are that are listening to us right now, you are welcome to call us in and interact with us. You know how I love interaction. Don't be shy. The number is 516-418-5612. This show will also be on YouTube later on. So I'm very hoping that you can interact with us. And if you feel shy, if you don't think that you would like to be live on the show, you can always contact our social media, Facebook Radio, or you can interact with us on Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, Twitter, LinkedIn, and yes, we're doing TikTok. And I have to say it that way because, you know, it took me forever to agree to kind of say, yes, I want to do that, which I honestly with you, I didn't. But you know what? I am finding my own way. I'm not dancing and I'm not, doing the crazy things that a lot of other people. I'm just finding my way. So I think, you know, to each his own. And I was advised for my coach to be on all social media platforms. But that one, I hesitated for the longest time. Today, we are being sponsored by Dr. George Grant. Thank you so much. Without your contribution, this show could not be possible. Thank you so much. By the way, George Grant, Dr. George Grant, he is a homeopath, which is healing people. And I hate to use that word. He doesn't like one when I use this word, but he's helping to heal people in a natural way, natural medicine and just natural ways. Contact Dr. George Grant. And if you mention that you heard on the Lizzie T Show, hey, you will get treated like a queen and king that you are and that you deserve. Plus, there's discounts. Also, we are being sponsored by Natasha Bridge Mahan. She is one of our older sponsors, and she is right here in Toronto, Canada. A lot of you are having issues and concerns and difficulty paying your bills, but she can help you with that. She is a financial advisor. She can help you with your first home, and she can definitely assist you with that difficulty of paying your invoices right now, especially due to COVID, because a lot of people have faced it. They're not working. They're receiving from the government, and that's not enough. Also, do not forget that after our interview, we have our musical section. Yes, for you musicians, singer, songwriter that would like a little bit of extra exposure for your music. Here at the Lizzie D Show, we are 100% supportive. And we are happy to have you play your song. Doesn't matter if it's gospel, rap, jazz, Latino, African, doesn't matter the genre. Just one thing, it has to be PR rated. No profanity comes here. Other than that, you're welcome to pull it, to give us anything. And also, I just would like to say that a lot of people are actually reading poems. So if you are a poet and you have a beautiful poem that you would like to read it here, we're including that as well. So it's not just music, also poets. Okay, so I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care. I want to reiterate that if you would like to interact with us today, you could always contact us, or you can always call us at 516-418-5612, and you will be asking questions maybe to me or maybe to our guest, or maybe you are a child actress yourself and you would like to know how can you make it in this very challenging, very thought out and competitive career. So you could always do that. You can always ask. I'm not the expert. Our guest is. And that's pretty much it. I'll be right back with our guest before I introduce the intro.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Okay, we're back. We child actress Haven. She is 14, model, author. Her book is available now on Haven on Live on the Runway. Haven has been on 4 TV shows, 5 movies, and is the star of Black Girl Magic. Haven also has a nonprofit. My goodness, look at you. I have a lot of catching up to do. Haven helped one help of all foundations. She was nominated for prestigious Rise Award Youth Achievement of the Year of her community efforts in Atlanta last year, 2019. And Haven also won the Junior Miss Teen Georgia in 2018. Okay, so you're 14 and you're doing all that. When do you have a childhood? I'm kidding. Let's welcome her with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, sweetie, and welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing? I assume it's the same time as us. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. I'm so happy to have you here and talking to us. To be honest, this is the second time that we've had child actors on the show. So you're number two, but in my books, you're already number one, so not to worry. So you're 14. You've done all this. You've done modeling. You've written books. I mean, you're only 14. I mean... When did you realize, when did you decide that you wanted to be an actress, you wanted to do modeling? I mean, was it something that you started doing when you were two or something?
Well, modeling came first when I was 6 years old. Seven, I meant, because it's been a long time. And So when I was younger, I seen the models on TV modeling to the little Pantene bottles or to their products. So I asked my mom, I want to be a model. At first, I wanted to be a ballerina, but as I got older, plans changed. And then she got me into it at first I went to John Casablanca's and graduated there from 2017. 2013. And then I went to get my private modeling coach. And then came acting. It was my mom's idea. So she wanted to try it out with me. So I went to my first play. I got their love, and I did a good job. And the director of the play had forwarded me to my acting coach. And then soon I've been just hitting it there. And then I went from beginner to professional all through my journey. And my entrepreneuring, I started that when I was 9.
Wow.
And it was both me and my mom's idea, because we both have that kindness out of our heart. And because I just dislike seeing, whenever I looked out of my car,
mm-hmm.
and seeing on the sidewalk any families who didn't have the needs that I have, or like others have, that just made me want to have change in society, in the world. So I asked my mom, and then I wouldn't really be here without her. So I really love her, and I just want to thank her. So,
that's awesome. So, let me ask you a question, because, you know, a lot of kids see, you know, another child performing on TV or doing movies. You've done 5 movies already. And I do TV on YouTube. And for the life of me, you know, it takes me forever to get used to the teleprompter, and I miss it and all that. How difficult was it for you? Is it something that you really like? And, you know, at the beginning, it probably was fun. Is it become challenging? And you're still feeling exactly the same way you felt when you first started. You love it, and it's easy for you to memorize your line, and it's easy for you to do, you know, to act and memorize your ways of. How is it for you?
It was fun for me in the beginning. For modeling, it was really easy,
mm-hmm.
to be honest, from beginning to start, because I put my mind to it, and
yeah.
I also dreamed in it and had faith in it, and I also was acting, but it was
mm-hmm.
kind of tricky. It was kind of tricky, but I fought through it, and here I am.
So I'm glad, Haven, that it's still fun for you, and you're still able to memorize your lines and do your acting and not having any issue, because it happens to a lot of people that they think it's something, right? You know, when you have something in your mind and you think this is going to be amazing, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is work. Oh, this is not as, but I'm glad that it's still fun for you, and you probably are not getting, you know, your parents are awesome, because they got you into it, they got you involved, and they're probably watching out for you, and they're probably, you know, helping you along and guide you to the right path, not getting involved with things that you shouldn't be involved. So you're going to school, you're performing, you're doing movie. How did you have time to write a book? I mean, wow, that's incredible. And where did you get your inspiration to write this book?
Well, it wasn't really my idea to come up with a book. Well, the publisher of my book, she came to me, and she thought it was a great idea for me to make a book about my life on a runway. So it was just God's plan for me, and it was just successful as well. And Miss Bea Nixon, the publisher, I would like to thank her, because I really wouldn't be an author right now if it wasn't for her. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So it's it's interesting that it wasn't really your idea, Haven, that it came from, you know, other people, but you liked the process. You thought, hey, it's great to write, and you probably can inspire, you know, other kids that have the same dream of becoming an author, becoming a movie star and doing TV shows and write. So it's your life story. And let's not forget to share with the audience, because this show is recorded, so you will be able to play it over and over and people get that information. Where the name of the book again, can you share with my audience, and then where can people find it?
The book is called Heaven's Life on the Runway, and you can find it, well, you can Cash App. It's on my page, Model Heaven 1, the number 1, on Instagram, and it's in the bio, and you can PayPal or Cash App my mom, Tonika Hightower, and it's $15, but shipping fee is additional $6, which will make it $20, $21 and some cents. And also, you can,
awesome.
Yeah, you can Cash App and PayPal.
I will definitely have that information, Haven, on my social media, my Instagram, and also on my Facebook, for people to go and get it, because this is a good gift, especially now that we have more time, you know, to be at home. I assume school is over for you, just the way it is here in Canada, and you have more time to play. Hopefully, we're not spending a lot of time on the cell phone there or the tablet. You are going out and enjoying yourself. So check it out, everyone. We'll have this beautiful lady. She's gorgeous. You know, she is beautiful. And I love the way, you know, she performs and does a lot of great things. And one of the things that I wanted to ask her about this nonprofit organization, wow, I guess there was a need and there she is. You know, she has the support of her family and friends to do that. So How did this nonprofit, like, you didn't have enough on your plate, right? How did this nonprofit organization came to your hand? Was it an idea from your parents or from yourself? You saw the need and you thought, why not? I mean, right? So I want you to think about that question for a little bit, Haven. I'll be right back after the words of my sponsor.
Meet Professor George Grant, PhD. Canada's wellness expert ambassador, scientist, professor, former quarantine officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA, international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress, anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7+ billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enhance more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show.
Hello, everyone. It's Lizzie with the Lizzie T Show. We are here live from Toronto, Canada, all the way. Yes, well, we feel like we are right now in Georgia with an amazing lady. She is very young, 14-year-old actress, model, author, and let's not forget, nonprofit organization creator, about a cause that, you know, we're going to ask her, how did,
you know, how did this came about and what inspired her and what need that she or her family saw. I mean, you are an icon. People look up to you. I see your social media, your Instagram, and, you know, people want to hang around with you. Why not? And I find that incredible when people use their status, you know, to help our brothers and sisters in need in different parts of the world. So can you tell us how did this nonprofit organization, you know, came about? And I mean, you did get a RISE Award from Youth Achievement. I wonder if it's because of the same call that you had, or this is something different. So can you tell us first about the nonprofit organization? Whose idea was it?
It was both me and my mom.
Awesome. So, what inspired you guys to do that?
We didn't like seeing others in need of the daily stuff that we had. So why not help them with it?
And when you're talking about daily stuff, you know, things like food and money to buy basic clothing and things like that. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And one of the things that I love about helping our brothers and sisters from different parts of the world, like water for me is a big thing, and food definitely is a must. So Haven, now COVID is here. I'm not sure how affected is in Georgia. So how do you, because I assume that you're not doing a lot of work right now. You probably are preparing yourself for something come, or maybe you're doing things online, coach. So how do you keep yourself busy with COVID?
I still go out, of course. I'm a very busy young lady. So I still go out. I put my mask on, of course. I still do the things that I do on a regular basis as an actress and model and entrepreneur and author. I just cover myself up because of the corona. So
yes,
nothing can stop me.
And I can see that, yeah, you're very passionate and you definitely have a goal and you definitely have, you know, a purpose, and definitely Corona is not going to stop you. I can definitely see that. And good for you, Haven, very good for you and very proud of you. So for people that are listening to us, or they will be later on, Haven, and they will like to have their kids, you know, doing what you do, or they will like to have, or a child, a fan of your listening, and, you know, a fan is a fan because they want to be like you, or they want to do things like you're doing. Any advice, or can you think of anything that you can say to somebody that, who's listening now, or they will be listening later on, how to become a child actor? What does it take? You know, is there something special? I know you talk about nothing will stop you, so you definitely have a lot of determination. But anything in particular that comes to your mind right now that you could give words of wisdom?
First, before anything, before even achieving your dream, you have to get your smarts first and make sure you're on that. Because if you gotta have your smart in to getting your dream. And then when you're dreaming about what you wanna do in the future, you can also talk about, and then you're talking about things that haven't even happened yet that are going to happen. So be humble. Have positive vibes. Don't let anybody tell you different from what you can do, because if you keep your mind to it and be humble and have determination and fight for what you want to do, you're going to finish the finish line and you're going to be successful.
Love it. Love it. I think it's great. Wow. I think it's awesome. That's
listen to anything else. This 14-year-old is definitely inspiring me because, I mean, those nuggets here are gold. So have your smart, number one. And, you know, talk about it. It's just so true. You know, when you portray it, when you say it out loud, you're saying it to yourself. You know, a lot of people believe in, you know, saying it to the universe and all that. I personally, that's just my personal feeling. I don't believe in that. I believe when you say you're hearing it, right? And you hear, once you hear it, it comes in into your mind and you kind of work towards it. Being humble. Wow, that is amazing, Haven. I love what you said that because a lot of people forget where they came from, who they, how they started, what they did. And the fact that you're helping, you have this nonprofit organization to help others with needs, that tells that you are very, very humble lady. And have positive attitude. It's so true. You know, there is so much negativity going on. I am tired of seeing things on social media, you know, that the corona and the virus and this and that. Let's put that aside. Yes, there is that way. There's nothing we can do. We just have to move forward and come out of the box and think different things to do and fight for what you want. Oh, that is beautiful. You got to fight. You just got to do it. I mean, anything in life, it is definitely a little fight. Nobody can tell you that things came just on a plate of hand. If they did, they probably lost it early because they didn't work hard for it. It's amazing what you said, Haven. So, Haven, do you see yourself doing this for the rest of your life? Do you think that you have what it takes? Do you think that it, because it is a lot of hard work, you have to admit, right? It's not easy. You know, you got to work, you got to memorize the line, you got to you rehearse and all those things. Do you think you have what it takes to do this for the rest of your life?
Yes, but I will think at one point where it all pays off, I'm going to have my little breaks and stuff, and then I'm going to do some more of it. And then I might, I don't know, it's the future. I might retire, might keep going, maybe.
And you have a right.
But as of right now, I'm going to keep on striving to be better and to get that finish line trophy.
Absolutely. And you're so young, Haven, that you're only 14, and obviously you have, you know, 100 careers. You could have 50 careers by the time you're my age, and I'm not telling you how old I am. So you could try things over and over again and have a plan B, C. I tell my girls, I have two teenagers, and I tell them, you know, you could have the whole alphabet as long as you try hard and try your best. I think you're giving us great, great advice. So for people that are listening to us right now from all over the world, or they will be listening to it, where can people find you, Haven?
Model Haven 1 is for Instagram and Twitter. Facebook, Model Actress Haven Hightower. And also on Instagram, Haven Help 1. And also Haven's Life on the Runway book.
Beautiful, beautiful, awesome. And I will be sharing that information throughout my social as well, Haven, for people to get to know you here in Canada. You never know when the borders are open. You know, you can come and do a movie here. We have in Toronto a lot of actors and actresses from the States. It's funny how people said, oh, I love United States, but they don't know that they're actually filming here in Toronto, Canada, because I recognize most of the places in the movie. So we're looking forward to see you here someday. And hey, contact us. We'd love to do a live and, you know, bring our camera crew and interview you. And I know you're going to go far and do amazing things, especially with your modeling, your acting, your writing, and, you know, your nonprofit. You've been Miss Atlanta, you know, 2018 and all that stuff. So anything, and I know it's hard for you to think, you know, 5 years, 10 years, but anything that you're working on right now that you would like your fans to know about you?
Right now I am working on, so you're talking about my goals or like any, or the projects that I'm doing right now?
Yes, your projects that you're doing right now.
Okay, I have a lot. So I am for this time, I'm going to work on my book bag giveaway for my entrepreneurship. This time, we're not going to have an event because of Corona, so we're just going to give out book bags for the giveaway. And also, I am in Aretha Franklin series, Genius, that was supposed to came out Memorial Day, but they pushed it because of Corona, so it'll be coming out on November. I am in a big independent movie, Black Girl Magic, and it's starring big actors such as Donna Visco, Mike Bless, Beverly Evans, Donna played in Saints and Sinners, and Mike and Beverly played in Ambitious. And also, I worked on two big series. Well, they're all together. The Devil Scorns and also The Devil in the Mist. That will be live airing Fridays, Saturdays on Get Live TV Network, and also On Point Network TV show.
Wow,
so, like,
you have.
It's going to be airing in the morning. So, like, if you're just coming home, it's a great series to watch. So, yes.
Beautiful. You have so many things on the go. I'm getting tired from all the stuff that you have to do, which, you know, you're young, you're 14, and you could do this all day long, you know, from 6 o'clock in the morning until at night. But make sure you get your sleep, though, and you eat well and you exercise. Do not forget that. Haven, I can't believe time is running out, and you have been such a sport. You've been such an amazing girl. I am at all. I'm so proud of you. Your parents must be even more proud. But the important thing, Haven, is that you need to be proud of yourself. You need to look at yourself and say, hey, I'm doing good. I love what I'm doing, and I think I'm accomplishing something. I feel, you know, fulfilled, and you know, I'm happy with myself. That's the most important. And the day that you stop feeling that, maybe you should rethink and try something different or do something else beside what you're doing. But I think you still love it, and you're still doing great. Keep us posted to all of your stuff that you do, and we'll be sharing it on social media and on our Instagram and on our Facebook. Whenever you have something new, just tag us, because we will be sharing it with the world as well for them to see all this amazing stuff that you're doing. So I want to thank you so much for being here with us today, being such a good sport, and keep up the good work. Any last word, my dear friend?
I would just like to thank you for having me today, and I appreciate you for just all the good things you were saying about me. I really appreciate it, and just thank you again. And
I'm gonna say
that we're gonna do this again.
For sure, for sure. And I assume this is not your first interview. I think you have a little bit of experience.
Yes.
So there you go.
Week, having interviews over interviews.
Look at you. And when you're out there getting yourself an award, or getting yourself an Oscar, or getting yourself a Grammy, you know, I'm going to say that girl was on the Lizzie G Show in Toronto, Canada, and I will be there to cheer you on and say good for you. Hey, I want to thank you again, your parents and your coach and everybody that is working with you to help you grow, because they're doing an amazing job. And I want to thank you for you being such a good sport and being with us today. Have an amazing summer. Enjoy yourself and keep up.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Okay.
Wow, everyone, that was Child Actress Haven. Follow on Instagram, on Facebook, and all the amazing stuff that she's doing. It's incredible. Woo, I'm tired. So it's going to be great. Like I said earlier, I'm not meaning, I didn't say anything that it wasn't true, and we're just reading her bio, and like, wow, that's a lot of stuff. Good for you. Good for you. We're moving on to the musical section, everyone. There is so much music. Our MP3, our email is exploding right now. So we will be playing a song from an artist, singer-songwriter from here, from Canada. He's from Vancouver, at other side of where we are. He is a young musician. Tywater, he is only 16, if I'm not mistaken. We had him on the show last year, and he sent me his latest MP3. Very fitted for what we're going through right now. The song is called Human. Tywater's Human. Enjoy, everyone. Everyone, that was Park Row, and the song is called Jawar. If you have a song that you would like us to play, you can always send it to us via our social. The Instagram is The Lizzie D Show, and you can also find us on Facebook/Lizzie D Radio. And our website is The Lizzie D Show. Next up, everyone, we have another song that has been sent to us. And this is all the way from Texas. Todd Aaron was here on the show last month, and he sent us his latest MP3. It's called Kiss by the Sun. Todd Aaron, enjoy it, everyone.
Heaven alone. Just for the sake of the room tonight. don't believe that you're enlightened. I'm a child. Can't you feel your river of tears turn to smile? We are the ones we're waiting for. Don't need to search the stars.
And that, everyone, was a music geek, Checo. We had him on the show as beginning of July. And again, if you are interested in having play your song here, we are happy to oblige. Next up is Jag G, and he is an artist right here from Toronto, Canada, very young artist. And we had him on the show yesterday, and we are more than supportive of his music and of his craft. The song that you're about to hear is called Praying for Better. It is not really a religious song, but you will hear it's interesting hip hop artist Praying for Better.
Yo, what's up?
Wow. Yeah. Wait.
Cold blue breeze from the north, starlight dreams. Life is hardcore, flooded by phantom near perception. Lack integrity, solitary tension. Broken heart pieces, everyone ignores. Driving on the 90 in my scars, I'm torn. Being myself, unfitted puzzle. Different upbringings, common struggles. I'm a Trentonian, and you sound American. I'm a Buffalonian, and you sound Canadian. Man, the big things, big house. I'm happy for you, my time will come about. Party every day as you till too noon. Different predicaments, working in the stew. I be praying for better things. I'm praying for peace at home. Praying for new freedom. Praying, shout it, sees in me what I say in me. Even praying for my enemies. Praying for what I need. I be praying. Forgotten social authenticity. No one calls me in reality.
For better things. And next up in our last song before we run out of time will be from Ashley, and the song is called Daria. Ashley from New York, Daria.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you used to be. Run.
And that was Ashley with the song Daria. And this is it for today. We will be back soon with another guest, another show. Yes, another fantastic day. Thank you so much for your support, everyone. You guys deserve a round of applause. Thank you so much. And make it a blessed day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything.